Well, good morning. Ready to make some friends and influence some people here with this video. This probably, you know, when I do videos like this about rock stars and other people like that, people get really ticked. They get pretty angry. So I'm just going to talk about this here. And Billy Graham. Well, Billy Graham was a Jesuit coadjutor. He had a degree from a Jesuit university. I know, never mind. Don't worry about the facts, preacher. Just talk about how good he was and how kind he was and how soft he was and how squishy he was, like Charmin. Well, you know what? That's how false prophets are. They're very soft and squishy and, you know, lovable fuzzballs, I guess. But here's the thing, okay? Billy Graham was working with the Pope. He was working. He had an audience with the Pope. He went to go see the Pope. He met with the Pope. He kissed the pinky finger of the Pope. I mean, you don't get any more Jesuit-y than that. That's kind of a funny word, I know. But anyway, you don't get that. He was working. Yeah, and he was a Mason, I believe. But you know, I mean, the guy had a degree from a Jesuit university. His handler was Bishop Fulton Sheen. He met him on a train. He was like best friends with him. They were like best friends. And I did a whole video on this. It's called Prophets of the New Age Church, and Billy Graham is on it, okay? And it's all about Billy Graham. You can go back and listen to it, YouTube it, or go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, and you can read about it there, or you can listen to the sermon there. Covered it all. I have all the information there about it. Billy Graham, his organization sent people back to apostate churches. He actually got on... Robert Schuller, his program, and at the Crystal Cathedral, and he said, and Billy said, I think there's many ways to bring people to the body of Christ and all this other weird stuff, and he said, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Billy. I'm so glad to hear you say that. There's a wideness to God's mercy. There's a wideness to God's mercy. No, actually, there's the narrow road. It's called the narrow way, right? That's what the Bible says. It's a narrow way. There's a wideness to God's mercy, Billy. I'm so glad to hear you say that. This is the same guy, by the way. Robert Schuller is the same guy that pastored, you guessed it, Donald Trump. I never wanted to leave a sermon when I heard him preach. I never, always made me feel so good. I never wanted to leave it. It was huge. It was great. It was wonderful. It was big. It's going to be big. That's Donald Trump. And the Bible says that these men are deceivers, and they lie in wait to deceive. Now, this guy was yoked up with Rome to the core. I mean, it's so obvious, his connections to Rome. And it's so obvious that apostate Christianity today can't take that. They can't take the fact that, look, the guy's shaking hands with the Pope, okay? And Billy is going to deceive, he's going to deceive more in his death than he did in his life. That's what's going to happen. They're going to, let me ask you a question. How many independent, fundamental, fiery, Bible-believing preachers, Baptist preachers, firebrands that preach the word of God unapologetically, how many of them are going to be, how many of them are going to be part of a president's pastor, America's pastor? Really? That's America's pastor? A stinking wolf? That guy, the wolf? Yeah, that's America's pastor. It's America's apostate pastor, maybe. Because men love apostasy. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. I mean, think about it. Billy Graham, he was an apostate. Now, we can go fact by fact, and that's fine. You can go back and listen to it. I have it on my wall, on my page, and everywhere else. I have it. You know, and oh yeah, now, yeah, that's a side note that whore that was with Benny Hinn in Rome and got caught at the Vatican sleeping with Benny Hinn. Paula White is now his pastor, Trump's pastor. Anyway, but here's the thing. Billy Graham proved by his connections, by his the fact that he would not condemn Rome, he would not condemn the gospel that Rome preaches, he would not do any of those things. He proves that he was an apostate. His Billy Graham's meetings were filled with Roman Catholics. Billy Graham's meetings were filled with Jews, Judaizers. And I don't mean Hebrew roots people. I'm talking about actual, you know, rabbis would show up to those meetings. They would actually send people back. They would actually send people back to their churches, you know, to their apostate churches. He said that Muslims and Christians serve the same God, that everybody comes to the body of Christ in a different way. Why did he say that? Well, because he doesn't believe the gospel. He doesn't believe the narrow way. But I heard Billy preach back in the 40s and the 50s. Yeah, and he was warned about his apostasy. And he denied the faith. You say, but the Billy Graham Association does a lot of good. No. You know, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. I'm not going to stop preaching against Billy Graham and his stinking wicked heresies and his wicked false gospel that he preaches and his wicked lies that he told and his wicked associations that he told that he was a part of. And look, if there's any religious leader that goes over and kisses the pinky finger of the Pope, he is an antichrist devil. And that is saying, look, let me help you guys out there that don't want to admit this. There's two powers. There's the temporal and the spiritual power. Do you understand that? The Pope waves his scepter over temporal and religious power. He believes that he rules over kings. Number one, he believes he rules over the religious world. When a religious leader goes over there, when a religious leader goes over there and tips his hand to the Pope, he is saying that the Pope, he is under the Pope's control. He is under the Pope's authority. That's the way it goes. That's the truth of it. Anglo-Saxon crazy man, whatever your name is on there. That's the truth. That's plain and simple. They believe it. They follow it. That's what happens. He got a degree from a Jesuit university again. He had contacts with Catholics. You're reaching my hand. No, you can't reach your hand to me. I'm all the way over in Minnesota. I don't think you're reaching your hand to me. What you're trying to get me to do is compromise what I believe, Anglo, whatever you call yourself, and I won't. I don't budge. I don't budge on the truth. When God Almighty shows me the truth and when my eyes are wide open to it and see the connections that people have, I'm not budging. I'm not moving. I know Rome is the mother of all harlots. Rome is dirty as the devil. The gospel of Rome sends more people to hell than anything. Angry Anglo-Saxon, no, I see you have problems. Look, you can save your little psychiatric evaluation for the other nut jobs that are on psychotropics. I believe the word of God. I've got a Bible. I've got a brain. And I'm sorry, angry Anglo-Saxon, that you don't. That's the way it goes. Anyway, understand this. The connections are clear. If you want the information, I'll put the link in the description. But stop lauding a man that was a Jesuit coadjutor. He died and he's probably in hell. He was a fake from the beginning. And he got very wealthy off of what he did. And he shook hands with the Pope. I know, I shouldn't feed the trolls, but sometimes I like throwing things at them. Anyway, it is the truth. Check it out. You can find out. I'll put the link in the description for the sermon. I'm not mad at anybody. I just want you to know the truth. You know, I just want you to know, Jason Chan, please don't get fooled. Please don't get fooled by Franklin Graham or Billy Graham. Please don't get fooled by that. Oh my, don't get fooled by that. Oh, that's a scary thing. Don't get fooled by that nonsense. It is not true. Look, when you can't call out the Pope and you can't call out the Roman Catholic Church, when you are friends with Rome, you're deceived and a devil. plain and simple. There's more that can be said, but I've said it already in other things, in other videos. I'll put the link in the description down there. You'll be able to listen to the sermon. You can go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley and look there. And listen, if you fell for the gospel of Billy, you need to repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Not mingle it with Rome, not mingle it with false doctrines, not mingle with anything else, but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Have a good day.